Chapter 6, A Surprise in a Coffin.
That night, we all had dinner with Peter Wilkes's good friends. After dinner, I quietly went upstairs to the king's room. I knew the bag of money was in there somewhere. I felt bad that the king and the duke wanted to steal the money Peter Wilkes left for his family. I also felt bad that Mary Jane immediately gave the $6,000 back to the king. So, I decided to take the money and hide it. I thought, after I leave, I can write to Mary Jane and let her know where I hid the money. That way, her family can get it back. I sat on the king's bed and saw a hole in the mattress. I put my hand inside and felt the bag of money. I took it out and returned to my room. I waited until everyone went to bed. Then I very quietly went downstairs to find a place to hide the money. The front door was locked, so I had to find another way out. Suddenly, I heard someone on the stairs. I ran to the living room and saw the coffin in the center of the room. It was slightly open, and you could see the dead man's face. I didn't have time to think of where to hide the money, so I put it in the coffin. Then I closed it and hid behind the door. Mary Jane came into the room and sat next to her uncle's coffin. She started to cry softly. I felt very sorry for her. I quickly left the room and went up to bed. The next day, the funeral took place with no problems. Nobody found the money, and the king didn't know it wasn't in his room. On the second day after the funeral, the king held an auction. He wanted to sell Peter's land and hoped to make a lot of money. The auction took place in the afternoon in the town square. The auction was almost over when a group of men arrived. They brought two men with them, an old one and a young one. One of the men in the group said,
"Here are Harvey and William Wilkes."
"These two men are surely frauds,"
answered the king. To me, it was clear these two were the real brothers. But what a show the king and duke put on. They made almost everyone believe the two men were frauds. But suddenly, the old man said to the king,
"If you're Harvey Wilkes, tell me, what tattoo did Peter have on his body?"
For the first time, both the king and the duke looked afraid. But the king didn't give up. He smiled and said,
"The tattoo is an arrow."
"You're lying,"
shouted the old man. Then someone said,
"Wait, there's only one way to discover the truth. We must dig up the coffin to see what's on Peter's body."
Everyone shouted,
"Hooray, let's go!"
So they took the five of us to the graveyard. I was very afraid. I thought, it's getting dark. This is a good time to try to run away. But a very big man held my arm. There was no way for me to run away. Some of the men started to dig. It started to rain very heavily, but they did not stop. The man dug up the coffin and opened it. Nobody could see anything because of the rain and the dark. Suddenly, lightning lit up the sky. It was just enough time to see the bag of money sitting on the dead man's body. Shouts filled the air. The man suddenly let go of my arm. I started to run very fast. It was very dark, but the lightning helped me to see which way to go. The minute I was far enough from the town, I looked for an empty boat and jumped in. Soon, I got to the place on the river where Jim was hiding. I jumped in our canoe and shouted, "Quick, Jim! Thank God we're free of them at last!" Jim had a big smile on his face. He was so happy to see me again. But we had no time. Just when I thought we were out of danger, the lightning lit up the sky again to show us the king and duke. They climbed into the canoe. Now we knew more trouble was ahead.